This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to round up some ideas for your weekend. Here to share some of his is Jim Sullivan, contributor to the Boston Herald and editor at jimsullivaninc.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Anthony.
So your first pick takes self-help to a new level.
Well, a different level, certainly. Tonight at 6 o'clock at the Coolidge Corner Theater, Augustin Burroughs, who's the man behind the memoirs Running with Scissors and Dry, he'll be reading from his new book, which is called, and boy, am I going to take a breath here, This Is How, Proven Aid in Overcoming Shyness, Molestation, Fatness, Spinsterhood, Grief, Disease, Luxury, Decrepitude, and More for Young and Old Alike.
Quite a title. And we actually have a clip of Burroughs listing off some of the questions, some of the big questions, we should say, in his book, This Is How.
What if you're fat and you fail every diet? What if you're too thin and you can't get thin enough? What if you don't want to have sex with your spouse and you don't know why? What if you get fired from your job and you can't get another one? What if you can't stop drinking? What if you look around your life and it's so broken that all you can think is, how do I survive this?
Jim, how serious is Burroughs in this book?
Well, he's serious, but his style, I mean, no surprise, it's darkly comic and somewhat subversive. He makes one point that anger and negativity actually do have their uses, and he also takes aim at some of the facile affirmation books out there, saying that affirmations are dishonest.
Well, that's Augustin Burroughs reading from his new book, This Is How, tonight at 6 at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, and you can watch a video of the author on our website at radioboston.org. Okay, Jim, what do you got next for us?
Well, tomorrow and Saturday, the ICA hosts the Boston premiere of a multimedia production. It's called Red, Black, and Green, A Blues. It's directed by Mark Bamuti Joseph, and it combines music and dance, theater, and there's even some audience interaction at the beginning. The set is made of repurposed materials, and the performance explores, well, issues of poverty, violence, race, environmental justice, and sustainability. Here is set designer Theaster Gates talking about how this piece is a chance for he and the director to advance the idea that
life, and particularly life among young people of color in under-resourced places, should be celebrated, and that our love of the visual arts and performance, music, that those things become vehicles by which we can share the value of kind of living a sustained life.
So that's set designer Theaster Gates, and the show is Red, Black, and Green, A Blues at the ICA Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. Okay, Jim, time for one last pick, and it sounds a little bit like this.
All the rowboats in the paintings, they keep trying to row away. And the captain's worried faces stay contorted and staring at the waves. They keep hanging in their gold frames for forever, forever and a day.
So who are we listening to?
That's Regina Spektor. She's singing All the Rowboats, which is an advance single off her new album called What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. It comes out May 29, and she will be playing it, a lot of it, tonight at the Orpheum at 7:30.
Tonight at the Orpheum at 7:30. So tell us a little bit about Regina Spektor.
Well, she was born in Moscow, 1980, emigrated to the U.S. When she was 9. The song we're listening to shows sort of how her mind works. She specializes in these imaginative and sometimes cryptic story songs. She doesn't favor linearity. Her music can be, well, really kind of a toss salad of whimsy and poignancy. And she put it best, I think, by saying her brain works kind of like a kaleidoscope.
Wow, sounds intriguing. That's Regina Spektor tonight at the Orpheum. You can find the music video of All the Rowboats on our website. And Jim Sullivan, contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the arts events website, jimsullivaninc.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.
You can find more information about Jim's picks on our website at radioboston.org.